Contractors have filed 7 new liens resulting from the unfinished Hall of Fame Village Water Park. Ohio Machinery, Forest City Erectors, Whitewater West Industries, Welty Building Construction, Hillshire Clark Electric, and Newman Pools allege they have not been paid for work and materials. The liens were filed last month with the Starr County Recorder's Office. The claims total $16.5 million for work and materials supplied between January 2023 and November 15th of this year. The construction of the Indoor Game Day Bay Water Park began in December 2022. The property was sold to real estate investment group Oak Street Real Estate Capital. It was leased back to help pay for the project. Oak Street ended the lease in October, citing unpaid rent, interest, and fees. An East Rochester man was killed in a Wednesday night crash. The Highway Patrol says pickup driven by 27-year-old Eric Law was eastbound on Mapleton Street in Ostenburg Township just after 10 o'clock. The truck reportedly left the road in a curve and hit two trees. Law was pronounced dead at the scene. A female pastor was taken to Mercy Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Alcohol use is a suspected factor in the crash. The patrol is investigating. Investigators continue to look into the cause of a fire that destroyed a Lake Township home Monday morning. Greentown firefighters responded to the 9100 block of Koblenz Avenue Northwest around 2:30. They found the front of the home fully involved. The family escaped without injuries after being alerted by smoke detectors. Several pets died in the flames. Damage to the home and contents estimated at $500,000. The Sisters of Charity Foundation has awarded $2.4 million in grants. Third and fourth quarter grants include $46,000 to Alliance Family Health Center to support expansion of on-site behavioral health services, $200,000 to support general operations over a two-year period at Beacon Charitable Pharmacy, $375,000 for Coleman Health Services to support capital for the new Starr County Crisis Center, and $239,000 for ICANN Housing to fund construction of a permanent supportive housing development. East Palestine residents affected by last year's train derailment are still waiting to receive their part of a $600 million settlement. Meanwhile, lawyers who brokered the agreement appear to have received their piece. According to the Salem News, Judge Benita Pearson of Youngstown Federal Court denied a motion filed by law firm Morgan & Morgan to pause the payment of legal fees while an appeal of the settlement plays out. Lawyers are getting $180 million. The motion questioned how much each firm would receive and who would decide such matters. Pearson pushed back on Morgan & Morgan's claim they did not know attorneys would be paid before residents. Man accused of attempting to abduct a woman is in custody. 48-year-old Mark Parker was arrested Wednesday by Youngstown police. He was picked up on Balsam Court in the city's south side and charged with attempted abduction. WFMJ-TV reports a woman told police she was on her way to work Monday when someone tried to abduct her. Parker was released from prison in May after serving more than 20 years on a conviction for aggravated burglary, kidnapping, and rape. Mahoning County grand jury has indicted a woman on a felony theft charge. 75-year-old Diane Coandle is accused of involvement in a fraud scheme at a hotel in Austintown. She was arraigned in Common Pleas Court Tuesday. Police were called in October by a supervisor at the hotel who told officers two rooms were occupied but not paid for. One of Condole's family members was found inside. The woman reportedly confessed to using fake names and altering reservation records. The hotel lost between $50,000 and $70,000. Condole is an employee of the hotel. Youngstown City Council Wednesday approved a plan to demolish this South High Field House. The building has been vacant for years, and a renovation plan was abandoned due to cost. Valley Christian School plans to build a football stadium and track on the site. Council approved $38,000 for the demolition planning process. New facilities are to be opened by summer 2026. Council also approved spending $1.7 million in American Rescue Plan funds to give bonuses to Youngstown police officers and dispatchers. Bonuses will amount to 10% of an employee's base pay. Two men jailed on charges stemming from separate chases involving police in Trumbull County. The Highway Patrol says a trooper pursued a vehicle with expired plates along the Route 5 bypass Tuesday afternoon. The chase ended when the car was involved in an accident near the Kent State Trumbull campus in Champion. The driver was wanted on previous warrants. A few hours later, troopers joined a chase that began after Warren police spotted a suspect vehicle off Parkman Road. The vehicle was connected to a shooting investigation in Youngstown. It crashed near the East Market Street exit ramp from Route 82. Both suspects are in the county jail. Department of Job and Family Services says Ohioans filed 7,333 initial unemployment claims last week, or 792 less than the previous week. 705 have been flagged for more stringent identity verification. Ohioans filed 45,099 continued unemployment claims last week, 639 more than the previous week. Ohio's unemployment rate in October was 4.3%, the national rate 4.1%. Two people, including a Delaware County Sheriff's deputy, were seriously injured after being struck by a semi on I-71 Thursday morning. The crash happened around 4 a.m. in Berkshire Township. Highway Patrol said a man was in a car on the west side of I-71 South that was involved in a previous crash. Two Delaware County cruisers investigating were at the right-hand berm. A woman driving a 2017 Freightliner lost control, jackknifed, and struck the car and a deputy on foot. Deputy and the driver of the car were taken to Grant Medical Center with injuries described as not critical. The truck driver was not injured.